Hello and welcome to the Aperiodcast for 13th of January 2013. It's me, Christian Perfect, and over there, Katie Steckles.
Hello.
We haven't done one of these in ages.
I should just point out, he says over there, we're not in the same place. Like, we're not even in the same part.
That's why I said over there. I used a preposition which signified...
It's a long way away.
Okay, yeah. It's like a mountain range to cross and...
Yes. All of the Pennines.
Yeah. There's a bridge with a troll.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So we haven't done a podcast in 2 months. Quite a bit has happened on the site in those 2 months. So, Katie, what is our most viewed post since the last time?
Well, we had a look. We tried to sort things by number of views. And in what can only be described as a surprise to all of us, the most read post this month was my Christmas cracker jokes. Because, of course, yes, it was Christmas since we last podcasted. So there will be a couple of Christmas things that we've posted on the site since then. We tried to keep it, you know, pretty toned down for Christmas. We didn't go mental. We had a couple of Christmas-related things. And I did post some mathematical Christmas cracker jokes that I found on my computer when I was tidying up, e-tidying up. I think it's the technical term. They got a lot of views this month.
Okay. Can you hit me with an example? See if I laugh.
I could do. I'm really sad that I haven't got the page open. If I had the page open, I could totally
right,
do
it. Well, we're pulling a cracker, a virtual cracker.
Yeah.
Bang. Right, go for it.
2 seconds. Okay, I'll hit you with a joke. What do algebraic geometers study at Christmas?
I don't know. What do algebraic geometers study at Christmas?
Holinomials.
Holinomials.
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Okay.
Yeah, I'll stop there. That's probably enough.
Since this is an audio medium, you can't see the absolute fit I just threw laughing at that silently. So more of those jokes. One or two of them made me laugh when I last read it. In the link on, what would we do? We put links below the post for this podcast, don't we?
Yes. Yeah.
So have a look at that.
If Peter were here, he'd say the show notes.
Show notes. Yeah.
So
yeah. So we'll.
It's like you like the Chinese reindeer theorem, didn't you?
Yes.
That was the one you approved of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't even need to give the setup for that. I think everyone's understood.
Yeah.
So we're a bit shabby this time around because no Peter. We'll get onto that in a bit. So after that, what do we have? Fractal Christmas, fractal trees, fractal, yes. Fractal.
Yeah.
I never found out what this was. We've written up the notes. What is it?
Okay. So one of the other things that we did around Christmas was Matt Parker posted some worksheets for making fractal Christmas trees. And we got people to send in pictures that they'd done or that they'd taken of Christmas trees that they'd made using the worksheets. And there were some really nice ones sent in. It was good. We did like a little roundup of them.
Yeah, I did know what that was. Short-term memory loss.
Yeah,
lots of children seemed weirdly non-cynical about making a fractal Christmas tree.
That's what Manga Sponges and Sapinski Tetrahedra can do.
Yeah.
Kids love those things.
Yeah, and they keep the kids quiet too, because they're.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of teachers who are like, right, that's my lesson of term, lesson of term right there, and they did really well, and they all, like, got the right colour of card and made the trees, and we made one at Maths Jam as well. There's a few Maths Jams in December that made them as well, which was quite nice.
Good. I was leading up for a zero volume joke there, but yeah.
It takes forever to cut out the cock snowflake for the top of the tree.
I bet.
Yeah.
It literally could.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Oh, the other thing that the sort of major vague thing that happened since the last podcast was New Year, which follows hot on the heels of Christmas. And I think we took the opportunity to do some kind of end of year awards thing.
We did.
Which was pretty entertaining for us. So we kind of got together some categories for different maths/internet/fun things that we'd seen this year, and we nominated our favourites and had a bit of a post that it was fairly long, but it had quite a lot of interesting random things. And I think a few people saw it and said, "Oh, here's some stuff I missed this year." So it was quite beneficial from that angle. But yeah, take a look at that if you've got like half an hour to spare. We've done some sarcastic commentary as we can do so well, and discussed various things and nominated our favourites. So that was good.
Yeah, the award for best diagram, one of the few non-joke awards. There's been a bit of controversy because everyone else seems to think that Random Walks on Pi should have won.
Mm.
It was a very good diagram. I won't deny that. But factor conga just
there's no factor conga. No.
It makes its own case. The factor conga. I'm gonna look at it now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some conga for the rest of this podcast.
Okay. You just gotta have that running in the background.
Yeah. I'm gonna be doing a one man conga line. What other awards did we give out?
Hundreds. It was a glittering evening.
The best thing about this reminded me about Misha Vibitsky and the beard.
Yes.
That is classic. Hands down my favourite story.
Maths news, yeah. This is why I enjoy doing maths news for the site, because quite often you get some really brilliant stories like that.
In case you missed it, however many months ago it was, a Russian mathematician, as well as doing maths in his spare time, liked to mock a Russian billionaire for having a stupid beard, which is fine if you're not resident in Russia, like we're not. I think the beard's stupid. I'll go on record again saying that the beard is stupid. But this guy, Misha Vibitsky, was in Russia, so he got detained by the FSB, which was not cool. But he's okay now, and that guy's ridiculous website about beards is still online.
Yeah.
So I think common sense won.
Yeah, the guy's trademarked his beard, hasn't he, though?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. His website is just full of pictures of celebrities with beards.
Yeah, which you'd think would be proof that he doesn't have a trademark on his beard.
Because it's so many other people with the beard, yeah.
Yeah, but oh well.
If you wait long enough, beards change.
They do. Like,
you have one beard and then you wait and then the next day it's a bigger beard.
So would that be more of a methods patent?
Yeah. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Last award that I'm going to mention is the award we gave ourselves for not mentioning the terrible thing.
Yes. Yeah.
We avoided mentioning it all year.
Yeah. But if you want to know what that is, you're going to have to read the post.
Yeah, because we've won the award for not mentioning it, so it would be
pretty
bad of us to mention it, really.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not talk about it. Right.
Okay.
Okay. No, the next thing on the notes is mine.
Yes.
Okay. We, at Math Jam, I think we mentioned at Math Jam that I'd been going around getting names off people that gave talks, asking them to write up their talks for the website. A couple of people have done that. Was it Mickey Bullock, the first one?
Possibly, yep.
He wrote about radii of polyhedra.
Yep.
Which is a decent bit of geometry. Quite interesting. And we got some comments from... Was it Adam Goucher? I did a good comment.
Yeah.
Adam Goucher, top chap. Explaining... Mickey stated something and didn't have a proof. Goucher was straight in there with the proof, so it's good. And the other one that we've had so far is from
Phil.
His name. Sorry. I need to go backwards to find the Phil Harvey. There we go.
Phil Harvey. Phil Ramson is a completely different person.
Yep.
Who possibly was also at the Math Jam conference.
Possibly.
You know what you've also just done?
What?
You've also just called Tom Button Mickey Bullock.
Oh.
They're very similar.
They are similar personages.
Maths-based internet guys.
Yeah.
I was wondering why I couldn't find Mickey Bullock's post.
I did a search. It didn't come up. I thought, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think Mickey Bullock was going to write something about his as well. That might give him a prod.
To look forward to.
Yes.
Definitely something to look forward to. I think there's going to be some really good ones from that. If we can remember to remind people and chase them up. because there were some really good talks at the Mass Jam conference, and a lot of them will make for really nice posts.
Yep. For example, the one by Phil Harvey about Simpson's paradox.
Yep.
Illustrated with some cricketers.
Yep, that was pretty good.
And some A-levels. Okay.
Okay, what else is new?
Crumbs. Right. This podcast, I think, is the only maths podcast surviving. We're the last one.
Yeah.
I can't think of any others. Maths has gone on hiatus because Peter is now a real person and has both a job and a PhD to finish.
Yeah.
Katie, you've passed that phase. You did your PhD.
Yes.
You've
yet to get a proper job, but yes.
Yep. Temporarily no longer a real person.
Yeah.
I am never a real person, so we're still here. Peter's very busy, though, so he's not spending so much time on the site anymore. He did a couple of things yesterday.
Yeah.
He's still involved.
He's still around, but he's not kind of regularly posting, which is absolutely fine, and we're completely happy with that.
Yeah, and it's not all falling to pot because he's not here.
No, hopefully. God, no. You're going to edit this down, right?
yeah.
Yep. I mean, it is the only maths podcast on the internet, even though we don't really actually do any actual maths in it. Although I should say the Archimedean solids are dual to the Catalan solids.
That was just straight out of nowhere, that. That was some good maths.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do some maths on this podcast in the future. Maybe not. But Peter's not going to be on it to
send in complaints. Do you want some advanced number theory, by which I mean the theory of big numbers, by which I mean we've recently passed a large milestone in site views, which is very exciting. Okay. We've got kind of a stats page for the whole website. We can see various different things, like how many people are looking at each post, but we also have one massive big grand total for the number of people who've looked at our website ever, and we sort of vaguely recently, I think it was just before Christmas, passed the number 100,000, which is very exciting because we only started the website this year, and the thought that 100,000 people or 100,000 occasions on which people have looked at our website,
it's somewhere in between the two.
I'm going to suggest that a number approaching 200,000 human eyes have seen our website. I'm not going to imply that everyone has two eyes, but somewhere in the region of 200,000, maybe a little bit less, have seen our website, which is good.
Yeah.
And hopefully many more.
You didn't account for occasions when more than one person was looking at a screen.
Oh, that's true.
I think maybe they balance out with the one-eyed people or the blind people.
Send us an email or comment on this post if you now, from now on, plan to read the website with one eye shut.
That'll help our figure keeping, yeah. We feel just pretty good about
it.
Yeah. Site's doing okay. Got visitors.
One thing I should also add at this point, as is traditional, we are clearly not qualified to write the entire website ourselves, and therefore we do appreciate submissions from people. We very strongly welcome them, as we have the Mass Jam speaker posts. That's not the only thing that other people write, and if you have anything you want to write about, if you have anything you want us to write about but you can't be bothered writing about it, we've now got a really nice form on the website. So we've had various combinations of things to click for this, but we now just have a thing that says send something in. Right near the top of the website, and if you click on there, there's a nice little form you can submit that allows you to send us any form of thing, like I'd like to write a thing, or I'd like you to write a thing, or I don't know whether I should write this, but could you help me? And any and all of those are very welcome. And we've already had a few submissions through that as well, so that's quite good. But that is on the front page of the website at aperiodical.com. Just at the top it says send stuff in.
Yeah.
So please do.
Have we been looking at that? It would say if someone had done that yet. No one's done that yet.
Yeah. There was at least one within the first 2 hours of it being there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those emails.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so be like that guy. and send something in. Right, next thing on the list. Let's keep plodding through the list. I, as we've mentioned in the past, keep asking questions such as how do you write the letter X and so on and so forth. I have been doing it on Twitter and trying to collect all the tweets together so I can get do some stats on the answers. That's a bit unwieldy. So I've written a little site that just lets you answer the questions that I ask. And hopefully we'll get enough answers to be able to do some stats on it. It's linked from the top of the site, right next to the, or on the same line as the link to send something in. It's called Answer Some Questions. Currently, we have questions on what's your favourite number, just because, why not? Someone might want to tell us that. You get to a math survey site and then that question isn't there, you might leave. How do you write the letter X? Any interesting stories about using LaTeX? Always good to hear. Because LaTeX, it's not like learning a language, because you you pick up words and you can express yourself to other people. Or maybe it's like learning a language, because there are things that you don't know that other people do, and once you do know them, you use them all the time. Yeah. So, LaTeX question. And how do you eat corn on the cob?
It's important. I've just answered that myself.
Oh, excellent. Good. How did you answer?
You don't want to know.
I'll have a look. All the data is, of course, freely available on the site in case you want to do some analysis yourself. You didn't put any respondent info in.
Or you just did that now.
Oh, okay. So you do one line across, then vertical strips. So you give yourself a marker.
Well, I just take out like one or two rows of kernels.
Yeah.
So that I've got like a free edge. Because I don't like biting into a surface that's all kernels. I like having like a free edge that I can work against.
Really? Yeah. Very interesting. Okay, so the two most popular options were in rows or in a spiral. So the two axes around the cob.
Yeah, It's crazy.
So, yeah, and of course, a good number of people with weird ways, because maybe we need to find some non-mathematicians to see whether the number of weird ways is...
Yeah,
this is why I don't want to become a statistician, because you can just ask questions all day. So there's that, answer our questions. Survey.aperiodical.com.
Yeah, if you want. We like these things to be self-selecting, so feel free to choose whether or not you answer the questions. That's the most scientific way, right?
Yeah. Or who cares? Yeah.
So one other thing that's happened this month, as in fact happens every month, is that we've had another Carnival of Mathematics. But it's particularly exciting because this month it is hosted at the Aperiodical within our website. We've got it's been written by Paul, who's one of our sort of semi-regular other contributors, and he's written a really good Carnival of Maths. Carnival 94, I think. Yeah, Carnival 94. And he's covered various things, including some vaguely Christmassy stuff from December and some other things. And he's put it all together very nicely. And that is hosted on the website. So if you go to the Aperiodical and hit Carnival of Mathematics at the top there, we've got a list of all the carnivals of maths. If you don't know what that is, you've obviously not listened to this podcast before. But the Carnival of Maths is a kind of roundup of blogs on the internet that just collects links to interesting blog posts that have happened in the previous month. And obviously that means we have to produce one every month. And they're not always on our website, but they are kind of all linked to and promoted through our website. And we're also in charge of organising people to write them. So what I would like to add at this point is, if you're interested in writing one, it's really not a huge amount of effort. It usually takes a couple of afternoons towards the end of the month. All of the submissions that people post are collected for you using automatic electronic internet means and emailed to you during the course of the month. And at the end of the month, you just gather them all together, put some sarcastic comments in. That's how it's done, right?
Not sarcastic. No. This is happy fun times stuff.
Oh, yeah. You put some nice comments in. Obviously, you don't have to post everything you get sent, just the things you think are good. And, you know, we've got some helpful guidelines if you need them. But essentially, it's up to you. You're writing a blog post, and we will direct a huge chunk of internet traffic to your blog in order to go and read it. So it's a good deal for everyone.
It's a good way of getting people to come and look at your blog that you've been tirelessly writing for years without a single visitor.
Yep. Definitely. So if you are interested, just head over to the Carnival of Maths page. It's just linked to right at the top of the website under Carnival of Mathematics, and there is an email there to get in touch if you want to write one yourself. And you can have a look at all of the past ones and see just how little effort some people put in. Christian.
Sorry, what? I wasn't paying attention.
Like 3 hours to write it because you were going on holiday or something.
I wrote it while I was on holiday. Okay. I ended up not doing it beforehand.
So, you know, it's basically no effort at all. You know, it's as much effort as you want to put in, I guess.
Yeah, it's exactly as much effort as you want to put in.
It's a really nice way to kind of see lots of other people's blogs that you've not heard about before, because people send stuff in, people send in their own stuff, people send in stuff they've found that they think is good. I tend to send in stuff all the time just because I'm aware that people will need material for their carnivals. It's a good fun thing to write, and it will open up lots of new blog traffic.
So, okay.
Go for it.
Good. So what do we have coming up in the future? Do you have any plans?
I do. I do have plans, which I'm reluctant to announce on a podcast because that'll mean I have to do them, won't it? I'm hoping to launch a vaguely interesting series of posts on the topic of open conjectures in maths, which I thought would be quite nice.
Interesting.
Because I've recently looked into that for various talks that I've been giving.
Just felt like bashing one out just to get your name on the map.
Yeah. I might even just come up with an open conjecture. It won't be open for long. It'll probably be something quite easy. I've looked into kind of various different bits of maths that we don't know the answer to yet, but we probably should. Still kind of fairly easy bits of
Okay. As a sneak preview, I'll just ask you, is Thompson's group F amenable?
That's a very good question. That's the kind of question that maths was designed to answer.
Mm.
Yeah. On an unrelated topic, I've also vaguely been promised various different other posts from people, many of whom have promised them for a while now, but we might this year possibly even have some posts from Matt Parker, who's been vaguely promising to write stuff for us for ages, and we can continue to remind him about that. Paul, who I just mentioned doing the carnival, had some vague ideas about writing some pieces, but I'll keep that under wraps for now.
Oh my god, Alistair Bird, write your bees post.
Yeah, let's just post, Alistair.
What's the delay, Alistair?
Write that up, finish it. It's interesting. It's about bees and maths. It's important. I hope
the world needs to know about this bee related maths.
You better be listening.
Everybody else, there's an amazing post in our queue.
Yeah.
It just needs, I'm going to say, an hour of Alistair's time.
Yeah.
Maybe less. Yep. So I suppose the last thing is what I'm planning. Guess what I've got planned?
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
It is. It's Christiansmas. It's the happiest day of the year.
I'm very excited.
Yep. It's cool. I've remembered the password for the Twitter account. So you can be well informed throughout the day.
Good. Yeah. If anyone's interested, all of the details about Christiansmas will be posted on Twitter. What's the...
It's at Christiansmas. It's very easy to remember.
Yeah. So, you know, if you've got any statues or festivals that you're holding, you can
actually... The thing from last year that kept coming up was people were making these statues. They didn't know what letter sizes the Royal Mail would class them as.
Right.
So they just didn't know what postage to buy. So I'm gonna be tweeting all of that.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Just info.
Yeah.
Useful info.
In between all the parades and the kite surfing and so on that I have to take part in on my birthday.
The TV listings as well for all the coverage.
Yeah, that'll all be up there.
Good, good.
So it's my birthday then. But also, I've of course got a roundup. I've got lots of links saved. I'm going to do a roundup.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, I have to say it on the podcast, I think, to make me do it.
Yeah, it's very effective. I might even end up writing that thing that I said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been going on for ages and ages now. So, should we end there?
So sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. We might do a better podcast next time. I might edit this down so it sounds amazing. I'll do that instead.
Do that.
Okay, right. Goodbye.
Bye.